Psalm 27 this evening, and the title of the message is taken from verse 1. We could just stop right here with verse 1. The Lord is. The Lord is. He always has been. The Lord is. The Lord is good. The Lord is holy. The Lord is love. The Lord is my light, my salvation, my salvation. Down in verse 9, he's called the God of my salvation. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. And we can say the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of salvation. We know that salvation is of the Lord. Now, that being so, whom shall I fear? What shall I fear? The Lord is my light, my salvation. The Lord is my strength. He's my life. What shall I fear, and of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is. The Lord is the everlasting God in whom we trust. The Lord is my light. That'll be our title. This psalm, like many others, express the joy, hope, and confidence believers all experience and rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ while even yet in this flesh. In this sinful body, in this weak, frail tabernacle, we still, in our heart, in our spirit, we still rejoice in the Lord, don't we? We rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Remember Philippians chapter 3. While it is true we experience sorrow, heartache, disappointments, and sorrows in this life, and we all do. Yet we have much to rejoice in because we rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. Have no confidence in the flesh, but we rejoice in Him. Our Lord told His disciples all about the sorrow that believers will experience. Remember from John 16, our Lord said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." He's made peace for us with His own blood. I heard a man on TV today say that people need to make peace with God. Can't be done. The Lord Jesus Christ made peace for us. Would you mock Him? Mock His atonement? He reconciled us. We can't reconcile ourselves. In the world, He said, in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Rejoice in the Lord. Be of good cheer. I've overcome. We're more than conquerors through Him that loved us and gave Himself for us. Now, these are truly the inspired words given of God to David, who certainly knew a whole lot about sorrow in the flesh, didn't he? His own son betrayed him. His own father-in-law tried to kill him. He knew a lot about sorrow. But he also knew a lot about rejoicing in the Lord. Also, we can read this psalm and read it as the cry of the Lord Jesus Christ while in His humanity. A real man, tempted and tested in all points like as we are, yet without sin. He had so many enemies that came against Him. False witnesses that were risen up against Him that accused Him of all manner of evil. He was tempted and tested in all points like as we are, yet without sin. He's called a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He knows every heartache and pain that we bear. He experienced all those things. He knows our frame. He knows that we are but, you remember Psalm 103? Dust. But we also know the Lord Jesus Christ had much joy. You remember Hebrews 12? It says, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. He had sorrow, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, and yet he had great joy and rejoicing in the Lord his God. But this evening, I want to take this psalm, not as a psalm of David, not as a psalm specifically referring to the Lord Jesus Christ, but I want us this evening to take this psalm and make it our own. Make it our own psalm, our own cry of our own heart. As it says there, the Lord is my light. As he says over in Psalm 23, remember, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is, he's my shepherd. Now, he's not the shepherd to all men everywhere, nor is he the light of salvation to all men everywhere. But every believer can say, the Lord is my shepherd, and the Lord is my salvation, and the Lord is my light and life. Now, in verses 1, 2, and 3, we see the believer's sure confidence in the Lord. The Lord is my revelation. He's the light of revelation. He not only gives light that we might see him, who is altogether lovely, but he is that light. He's the one who commands the light to shine in our hearts, that we might see the beauty and glory of Christ. He not only gives us light, he is that light. He said, I am the light of the world. Salvation finds us where? In the dark. Salvation finds us in ignorance, dullness, deadness. Salvation finds us in the dark, but thank God it doesn't leave us there, does it? He translates us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, that we should show forth the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So the Lord is my light, and then the Lord is my salvation. That's the same thing as saying salvation is of the Lord. Who needs salvation? Sinners. Sinners need salvation. Can't you say in your heart, the Lord is my salvation? He's not part of it. He's all of it. Christ is all and in all. He's all my salvation. Down in verse 9, the last part of verse 9, he says, O God of my salvation. Remember we read Sunday in 1 Timothy 1, he's called God our Savior. God our Savior. In Timothy and Titus, he's called, Apostle Paul refers to him as God our Savior. The Lord is my salvation. He not only gives us that salvation by the free and sovereign grace of God, he himself is that salvation. He is the Savior. No other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. When is a man ready to die? You remember Simeon in the temple? The Lord said to him, you're not going to die till you've seen the Lord's Savior, the Lord's salvation. And he picked up that infant babe, the God-man mediator, and said, Lord, let me die in peace. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. So we can say salvation's in a person. Not in a persuasion, a profession, a pool. Salvation's in a person. The glory of God shines in the face of Jesus Christ, his person. So the Lord is my light, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my strength. My strength. Down to verse 14, look at verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. Be of good cheer. He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. The Lord is my strength. And then he says there, the Lord is my strength and the strength of my life. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid of? Whom shall I fear? I cannot fear darkness. He's my light. I cannot fear condemnation, for he is my justification. No condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. I cannot fear weakness because he's my strength. When I'm weak, that's when I'm strong. I cannot fear death. Why? He's my life. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. I don't fear death. Christ is my life. He said, because I live, you shall live also. So I can't not fear. I can't fear weakness. He's my strength. I cannot fear death. He's my life, my resurrection. I cannot fear darkness. He's my light. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now look at verse 2 and 3. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, when they came upon me to eat up my flesh, oh, they were going to cannibalize me, eat up my flesh. Isn't that what they did when they stoned Stephen? They gnashed on him with their teeth like a wild pack of wolves. They eat up my flesh. They stumbled and they fell. Though an host should encamp against me, a whole army, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, I'll be confident in this. The Lord is my light and the Lord is my salvation. If God be for us, who shall be against us? The believer is not without his enemies. Our Lord said, if they hated me, they will hate you. And Satan, the chief accuser of the brethren. But he's under the dominion and the conquering power of the Lord. But our confidence is not in the flesh, but in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is all our salvation. Our confidence is in him. Remember that verse over in Revelation 6, verse 2, where it says, he went forth conquering and to conquer. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me. In this, I'll be confident. Confident of what? Christ has won the victory for us. We have the victory over all our enemies, certain and sure in his hand. Sin, he put it away. Satan, he's defeated him. Death, our Lord ever lives. He said, I'm he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. I'm alive forevermore. Look at verse 4 now. This is a blessing. One thing have I desired of the Lord. That one thing I've desired of the Lord. What is that one thing we desire of him? Him. We desire him. We desire him. And that will I seek after. I will seek after that. Look down at verse 8. I'll never forget the first time I really saw this verse 8. Seek the Lord. When the Lord said it, seek ye my face. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, I will seek. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. Now that desire is not there by nature. By nature we drink iniquity like the water. But that one desire we have to seek the Lord is only given by his grace unto us. He causes us to seek the Lord because the Lord is seeking us out. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. And then he mentions these blessings, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty, the glory, the splendidness of the Lord, and to inquire of the Lord. The believer's one desire. This one desire is given in three parts. Our one desire causes us to earnestly seek the Lord and to set our affection on things above, not on things of this earth, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, or dwell in his presence, in his presence. Look over across the page, Psalm 26, verse 8. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where your honor dwells, where your glory dwells, where the gospel dwells, to be a part of his household, to be loved as sons of God. He said, where two or three are together, two or three are gathered together in my name, that's where I'm at. David said, remember this? I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. And then he said in another psalm, Psalm 84, verse 10, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. The house of the Lord, it's the place of his glory, where his honor dwells, where his gospel is preached. And then he says there, to behold the beauty of the Lord. Now by nature, there's no beauty in him that we should see him. Remember Psalm 53. Or rather, Isaiah 53. But oh, the strong desires that grace bring upon us to the believer, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's altogether lovely. To you who believe, he is what? Precious. We see the beauty of his person that's revealed in the Lord. Unto us, child is born, a son is given. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Peace. We see in the Lord Jesus Christ the honor and glory and beauty of His salvation. Over in Psalm 21, let me read this to you. Don't turn. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon Him. He gets all the glory for saving sinners, does He not? And then thirdly, He mentioned there to inquire in His temple. That is to seek His will, to seek His way, to inquire about Him, and then to sit at His feet and learn of Him. Our Lord said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You know, the best way to have all your questions answered is to sit and listen to the preaching of the Word and the teaching of the Word. If you sit and listen, all your questions in due time will be answered. Will be answered from the Word of the Lord. Believers desire the sincere milk of the Word that we might grow thereby. Now look down to verse 5. In the time of trouble, in the time of trouble, He'll hide me. He'll hide me. Our life is hid with Christ in God. He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And we know that rock is Christ. The believer's one desire leads us to one blessed shelter of refuge. The best shelter in the worst of times is Christ Himself. Remember that city of refuge where the manslayer would run and stay in that city, and the manslayer couldn't touch him. He was safe in that refuge. And we know the refuge that God has provided for us is Christ Himself. That city of refuge is a picture of Christ. In Him we have a hiding place. In Him we have a refuge. In Him we have a shelter. You remember Psalm 62? Let me read it to you. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. He's a refuge. He's a shelter in a time of storm. In a time of trouble, well, He might hide me. He could hide me. He would. He shall hide me. He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle, the Lord Jesus Christ is called, and one of His names is Secret, and His tabernacle. In that tabernacle, in the Holy of Holies, was that mercy seat. That's where we hide, under the blood of the mercy seat. And then He shall set me up upon that rock, that foundation. We know that rock and that foundation is none other than Christ Himself. He said, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious, precious cornerstone. Can't you see how safe we are in Him? In the time of trouble, He shall take up for me. He shall hide me in His pavilion, in His dwelling place. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me, hidden in Christ. Oh, how safe we are. Look at verse 6 now. Now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies, hiding with Christ, being one in Him, our refuge, our strength, our foundation, our rock. Now shall my head be lifted up in Christ. Not lifted up with pride, not lifted up with arrogancy or self-righteousness. Now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Christ is our head, we're lifted up in Him. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. We don't bring a blood sacrifice. We bring the sacrifices of praising and worshiping the Lord. He said, I will sing praises unto the Lord for all He has done for us, all He has given unto us. We sing unto Him. You remember this psalm over here? You can turn if you want to. Psalm 98, verse 1, talking about singing unto the Lord. What is our song? Psalm 98:1. Sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness he hath openly shown in the sight of the heathen. We sing of what the Lord has done for us, how he has saved us by his grace. I will sing. It's a new song of redemption. I will sing praises to the Lord, rejoicing in the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Look at verse 7. He goes from praising the Lord to praying unto the Lord. Verse 7. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. What's our cry? It's a cry of mercy, is it not? God, be merciful to me, the sinner. As David said in Psalm 51, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Lord, blot out my sin. Our cry is a simple one. Lord, have mercy. May we never graduate above being a mercy beggar. Someone said, mercy is the hope of sinners and the refuge of saints. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. I had a man ask me one time how to pray. And he said, I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to pray. And I said, make this your prayer. Lord, have mercy upon me, the sinner. That's my constant plea. Have mercy upon me, a sinner. And the Lord has never turned a deaf ear to a mercy beggar. The Lord has never, when blind Bartimaeus cried out for mercy, the Lord stood still and showed mercy to him. That ought to encourage us to cry out for mercy. Have mercy upon me, Lord, and answer me. Look at verse 8. When thou said, seek my face. The glory of God shines in the face of Christ. When thou said, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, Lord, thy face I will seek. When God commands us to repent, we do repent. When God commands us to believe, as many as were ordained to eternal life, they believe the gospel. When God commands us to repent, we do. When God commands us to believe, we do. When God commands us to seek his face, my heart says, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Remember that Psalm 110, verse 3, thy people shall be willing in the day of God's power. Thy face, Lord, I will seek thy face. I will seek mercy where mercy is found. Mercy is found in Christ. Mercy is found upon the mercy seat. In that tabernacle, that's where God met with men and men met with God, upon that mercy seat, in that representative high priest. And we know all that is a picture of the gospel. Look at verse 9. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. The Lord doesn't deal with us in anger. He deals in wrath. He deals with us in mercy and pity. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not. Sometimes we think the Lord has forsaken us. But he said, I'll never leave thee. I'll never forsake thee. Sometimes we say, well, Lord, I don't feel your presence. He didn't ask us to feel his presence. He said, believe my word. I'll never leave thee. I'll never forsake thee. Leave me not, neither forsake me. O God of my salvation. I love that statement, don't you? O God of my salvation. There's a reference here, one page over, Psalm 24, verse 5. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. He's the God of our salvation. Salvation is all of the Lord. It's his doing. His doing. Look at verse 10. When my father talking about earthly parents, when my father and my mother, when they forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Notice a marginal reference on take me up, the Lord will gather me. The Lord will gather me. How many times in the Word of God do we read, the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us? Thou art my help. Thou art my help. Thou hast been my help. Turn over here to Psalm 121. Remember this psalm? Psalm 121. Every time when I go out in the mountains, the Rocky Mountains out in Wyoming or Idaho, and I see those majestic mountains, they just strike such an awe. And when I look at the mountains, they're so majestic. And I will often think of this verse. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Psalm 121. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is the shade upon thy right hand. So we look unto the Lord. He's a God who created those majestic mountains to remind us of the majesty of his glorious person. And that's what I think of when I see the Teton Mountains or the Sawtooth Mountains in Idaho or the Teton Mountains in Wyoming or those majestic mountain peaks in Colorado. I think of the majesty of our God. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in thine anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Now verse 11. Teach me, oh, to be taught of God. Teach me thy way. Christ is that way. He is both lesson and teacher. He's a teacher who teaches that he is the way. He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the way of plainness. Salvation's a plain way when he reveals it unto us. Salvation's of the Lord and salvation's in him. Deliver me not to the will of mine enemies. False witnesses are risen up against me. They breathe out cruelty against me. I had fainted, verse 13. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the Lord is good, the goodness of the Lord. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. In the natural realm, we see and then we believe. But in the spiritual realm, we believe, and then we see, and then we understand. Through faith, we understand. Through faith, we see. Through faith, we receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 14. Now wait. Wait on the Lord. Well, I tell you, sometimes we get in a way where we think we're going to make it happen. I brought myself in so much trouble trying to get it done. I'm going to make it happen. Rather than just waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. You know, when you wait on the Lord, things just seem to work out so precisely. Wait on the Lord, and while you're waiting, be of good courage. Be of good courage. He'll strengthen your heart in due time. And then again, he repeats it. Wait, I say, wait, I say, on the Lord. The believer's position, waiting upon the Lord. His blessings are worth waiting for. The believer's condition, be of good courage, be of good cheer. Our Lord said to that paralyzed man, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven. And then the believer's support, he shall strengthen thy heart. He told us to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.